AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles. Thursdays, 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Hello, happy new year. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia campus on 101.9 FM Vancouver. And happy new year. I was going to play an old archived episode today, but I just feel like I'm finally kind of getting over this cough. As I say that, I feel like I want to cough right now. But I thought I might try another meditation. So I've brought in some background music, and I guess we'll just kind of see how it goes. I haven't really, we'll sort of see how it unfolds as the hour unfolds. There are some new things going on with me. I hope there's new things going on with you. I mean, it is a new year after all. If you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, it is youtube.com/spiritualshow, or you can go to youtube.com/Marie Bernard. Either will get you to the same place. And I just recently started doing 100 days of vulnerability. So I'm doing a new video every day about something vulnerable. And I mean, if you listen to this show, then it's probably nothing new to you. But if you want to check it out, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualshow, where you can actually interact, which is great. I would love to read your comments and maybe subscribe to your channel if you do videos at all. It's a great little social networking opportunity. So check that out, youtube.com/spiritualshow, where I will also post this meditation if it turns out at all the way I would like it to. And what else? Oh, yes. So in April, I am going to California for a workshop with this guy. He calls himself a transformational comedian. His name is Kyle Cease. And if you like this show, you'll probably like him. And he's doing a program called Evolve Out Loud. So I'm really excited about that. And you might want to check out his stuff. I'm going to try and interview him for the show. So send me your good mojo. Cross your fingers. Say a little prayer. Namaste, whatever it is that you do to send me your good vibes, please do so, because I'm sure he's a pretty busy guy, but I'd like to have him on the show. And also coming up is I'm going to be doing a therapy session, a couples therapy session with my boyfriend Chris Gaskin. It's going to be sort of like part interview, part therapy session, to give you an idea of what it might be like if you went into a counseling session with your partner. So that will be, the audio will be played probably next week on the show. But if you want to check it out on video, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualshow. Okay, so I'm going to try this out now. I haven't done the meditation, a live meditation like this, since, was it November? So hopefully it will work out the way I want it to. So we'll see. And if you're driving, obviously keep your eyes open and on the road. But if you are somewhere where you can take a moment for yourself, then sit back and listen and enjoy. Welcome to this meditation. Take a deep, full breath into your center. Breathe.
to breathe. Allow the energy of that air to fill you up. Breathe into any parts of your body that might be feeling tension. Starting with your feet, from the tip of your toes, you can wiggle them, and filling up through your ankles. Picture a golden, sparkling light filling your body with healing, loving energy. Feel it filling up your calves, loosening your muscles. You can wiggle your legs or flex your muscles if you want. Now feel that golden light moving up to your knees, up into your thighs, filling you with energy, filling you with light, love. Remember to take deep, full, cleansing breath. Now feel that light moving into your buttocks and up your spine. Feel the liquid, sparkling gold fill your stomach, and your back, and your rib cage, up into your chest, your back. Feel that energy moving up into your shoulders, loosening and relaxing any tension that might be present. And breathe. Now feel that liquid gold moving from your shoulders down into your arms. Feel it moving out through the tips of your fingers. With your eyes closed, you can almost see that golden energy coming out the ends of your fingers. Like if you take a stick from the fire and wave it around and you see the light, the traces of light. See that light coming out through the ends of your fingers and expanding beyond your body, out into the world. And if there's any tension left in your body, feel that golden light move up into your neck, filling your head, filling your skull, bathing your brain in beautiful, loving, healing energy. And then feel that golden light releasing through the top of your head. Feel the energy moving all around you. Picture yourself a big bubble, a bubble of golden or whatever color feels good for you. A bubble of light, sparkling, energetic love. And continue to breathe. I'm placing my hand on your heart, on my heart. If it feels good, place your hand on your heart or on your stomach. Feel the breath entering down into your lungs and your diaphragm, filling you with that free energy that's available to you at every moment of your life. The life force, the energy that runs through all things. Feel it moving in and out. There's no need to hold. Just allow that energy to give you life, that oxygen to fill your lungs. Take what you need and let go of the rest. With each breath, take what you need and let go of the rest. Knowing that what you release, the air that's released from your lungs, is now full of carbon dioxide. And that plants, trees, and other organisms take that carbon dioxide and breathe that in. They take what they need and they release oxygen. Breathe in that oxygen and release. Feel that cycle of energy, that giving and taking. It's even and balanced, and everyone has what they need. It's perfect. It's effortless. Now take a moment to really feel the effortlessness of what it takes to be alive. Just be here now. In this moment, there's nothing you have to do. It doesn't take effort to breathe or exhale. So just feel that. Notice if any sensations arise in your body. Maybe a feeling of warmth in the the pit of your stomach. Notice any areas of tension. And just breathe. And trust. Feel the appreciation for the sun that shines its light and its heat onto the planet. It doesn't ask for anything in return. And the gravitational pull keeps our planet moving around the sun. And our big, beautiful planet Earth spins around so that we all stay on the planet. We don't float away. Feel how you are effortlessly cared for. And breathe. Any thoughts that come up, any worries, just let them float away. And bring your attention back to your breath, to the music, to my voice. Into your body. Your beautiful body that supports you, that holds the essence, the life force within you. Just feel your body. Feel it sparkling with the energy of life, the energy of the sun, and of the food you ate for breakfast or lunch or dinner. Just feel, be present. You're here now. Nothing needs to get done other than you take your next breath in. Habits from the previous year, from last month, last week, yesterday, or even 5 minutes ago. Just let them go. If it helps, you can put them in a little bubble and watch it float away. And trust that that energy will be reused, recycled, just like the breath. When you exhale, it's recycled into new oxygen that gives life to the plants of our planet. They use it, and then they give us the oxygen that we need. It's the perfect interconnected, interdependent relationship. And just feel in your body how everything in your life could be that way. Imagine whatever feels good to you. Just imagine that energy running through everything in your life. And everything on the planet. Trusting. Trusting that everything in this moment is as it should be. Any judgments that might come up, any thoughts in your mind about you, the people in your life, the things I'm saying, just let it go. And be present now. Trusting that each moment is unfolding exactly how it should. There's no strain. The effort to sit upright, to bring your thoughts back to this moment. There is effort involved, but it's joyful and fluid and natural. Maintaining your presence in the now and feeling your body, feeling the energy and the essence of you inhabiting every cell of your body now. Thank you. for the rest of the year or the rest of today. Maintain that awareness of your body. Continue breathing into your center, into your stomach or your solar plexus. Feel the energy of your heart. And feel a knowing. What is your heart's desire for this year? How might you best serve this planet? There need not be an answer that comes to your mind. Just trust. Trust that in asking the question, the answer will reveal itself. Continue to breathe and feel your body. Those goals and resolutions Trust that your heart and your body know the next step in your journey. Right now, the next step is to breathe. Breathing in. Always trusting that that next breath is available and ready. No planning is needed. Just an absolute trust, faith, and knowing that the air is readily available all around you. To breathe in and let it go. Just the same. As everything else can be available to you. The food that you eat grows in the ground. When you pick it, it's replaced with more. And that food and that energy is recycled. Because everything on this planet is interconnected, interwoven, interdependent. Let's take a moment to feel thankful, to fill our hearts with gratitude for the abundance that is available to us if we trust. We need not hoard or stockpile, because we know that everything we need is available to us. Each breath we take, the water on our planet, when we care for it, flows abundantly. Fresh water rains down, watering the plants, filling the lakes. The ocean, where it again evaporates and continues the cycle, ever abundant, ever reproducing, an endless cycle. Continue to notice your breath. Feel the gratitude welling up inside of you, filling your heart, your stomach, and emanating from every cell in your body. Feel it bursting out beyond your body. Now imagine that you can go through the rest of your day, the rest of your entire life, with this energy, this love emanating from your body, filling the room, filling your city, filling the whole planet, and intermingling with the gratitude and love from every other being on this planet. And just like the air and the water and the sunshine, the love that you have in your heart the love that you need in your life. That is also an abundant, effortless spring, never ending, continually recycling as it touches everything on the planet. It's the same for the money or anything else that you feel that you need. Know that it's all available, that it is all abundant and limitless. When we trust that our next breath will be there, it always is. When we trust that the love we need in our life will be there if we be love, it always is. It may come from a lover, a friend, an animal, a trusted pet, or a bird outside the window. See yourself now walking through your day as love. With this loving energy emanating from your body, out your eyes, feel it filling your face with a smile for everyone you meet, for every person who crosses your path. Feel the smile filling your face with light and joy. Picture yourself walking down the street, feeling this joy coming from your heart, feeling it on your face and in your eyes and out the pores of your body. Now see a person walking towards you and feel yourself giving that person that love. Just like oxygen, trusting that it's there. That person sees your smile and they smile back. Now you've crossed each other and they're behind you. And you have a knowing that that person's day is now brighter because of the love and joy that you shone upon them. And now picture another person. Feel their energy or see their face, whatever feels natural to you. And shine your light on that person without needing a smile in return. Perhaps this person is lost in thought. and now they've passed. And you know that that love that you gave them touched them. Maybe you can't see their smile, but a few seconds after you walked past them, they felt, that was nice. I wish I had smiled. And then that person smiles at the next person that they cross on the street. So knowing that even when things don't instantly show a result, you are trusting that your being is enough. Your love is enough. It fills the world with joy. Now feel that love coming back to you. Picture it. Flowing from every direction. This light, this sound wave, this energy of love and light rushing towards you from all directions, and feel it crashing into you. And up and out, again and again, all of the love on the planet moving and recycling and regenerating and growing. Bigger and bigger, more and more love. And breathe it in and relax. And as we prepare to open our eyes and move on with the day, just take a moment to feel your body. Notice any physical or emotional tension. And just breathe into it. And you can take your hand, knowing that you are filled with love and light, and place it on any part of your body that's feeling any discomfort. And feel that loving, abundant, healing energy loosening, soothing, relaxing. And know that anytime you need that energy, it's there in your heart, in your hands, in the smile on your face. It's there. And just like the sun, sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes there are clouds blocking the view. But we know that it's there, still shining its love and its light down upon us. No matter what the day looks like, we know it's there. And we trust that when the sun sets and the day becomes dark, that the light will return in the morning. Because that's the cycle of life. And the same is true for the love and the money and anything else that you need. So trust if there are moments when you don't see it, it's there, waiting for you. It never really left. So today, as you go about your day, trust that what you need is there, always, whether or not you can see it. Take another deep cleansing breath. And any doubts or uncertainties, exhale and release. Whenever feels right, you can open your eyes. Feeling rejuvenated and present in this moment, excited about what is coming next. Trusting that you'll know the next step. And the next, ever unfolding before you in each moment, each new moment.
Whew. Well, that's it. I hope you liked that. I don't know, like it was a spontaneous sort of unscripted thing. So I hope that that was helpful for you. I know that I enjoyed myself and I hope you enjoyed yourself. And coming up in just a few minutes here on CITR is the Parts Unknown show with DJ Chris Arific. And yeah, so happy New Year to you. Tried to do something a little bit kind of New Year-ish. I didn't want to focus too much on goals because what I'm working on this year and sort of always is just being more in the now and in the present moment. That's not to say that goals aren't helpful, but, you know, setting a goal and then trusting that each step is going to unfold and that you'll know the next step and the next step as it comes about, because I know what happens for me, I don't know if this is true for you, but what happens for me is that I will be like, oh, well, I want this thing, but I don't know how it's going to happen. Hi, Chris Arific. I want this thing, but I don't know how it's going to happen because, you know, it might be a goal that's a year into the future or 10 years down the line, or I might need new skills to even be able to start in on this goal. And so if I can't see how I'm going to get there and the whole roadmap, then I'm like, well, I can't do it. So what I'm working on right now is just trusting that each step that I need to take will unfold in front of me. The next step and the next step and the next step. So that's one of the things that I'm working on in this new 100 Days of Vulnerability on YouTube. Big cleansing yawn. On YouTube, youtube.com/spiritualshow or youtube.com/Marie Bernard if you want to check that out. And you can always find archives to this show on CITR.ca. I think next week I'm going to be back with an interview / therapy session. Should be interesting. That I'm going to do with one of the co-authors of 5-Minute Relationship Repair. So that should be fun and insightful. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I'm just rambling here as I get some PSAs loaded so that DJ Chris Riffick can come in and start his show for you. He's jumping the gun on the namaste. Happy New Year. Yeah, so thank you so much for being with me today, and I want to send you lots of love. If you liked the background music, I downloaded that from YouTube. It's called Grass by a group called Silent Partner, and I just kind of looped it again and again, as you could probably tell, because there were some, I'll have to go in and fix that up in the file. But anyway, so thank you for being with me today for another new year of fun. I can't, this is the first show of the year.
Amazing.
It's so exciting. And there's snow outside that's all kind of melting, which is nice. I'm glad it's melting. Yay. And yeah, so I want to send you lots of love. Have a great day, a great week, a great new 2016. Remember to feel that loving, smiling energy. And yeah, I'll be back next week. He's just bursting with excitement for the namaste. Happy New Year.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Yeah. Let's smash things up.